a show ready to go.
Musical hound breaking the bound, Canadian sound, the pride is loud.
Straight to your ears, straight to your heart, shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rockin' and reelin', your host Brian
Cleveland on
the mixtape.
Mixtape.
That was a lead track from the new John McKeel record, Memorial 10 Count. John McKeel just played in St. John, but he's coming on back with a whole host of other musicians invading St. John during the East Coast Music Week. It is the Quality Block Party, and we're here to tell you about it today. You're listening to The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, usually coming at you live from 9 to 10 a.m. on Local 107.3 FM on Tuesday mornings. But this week, we are going doubly long because it is a doubly or triply exciting week in St. John for music fans. And I'm joined today by Abigail Smith and Peter Rowan, two of the organizers of the Quality Block Party. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Brian. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Again, it is a pretty exciting week here in St. John. There's so much for folks to check out. And all the folks invading St. John for East Coast Music Awards is just a very small part of it. Tell us a little about the Quality Block Party. as they point to each other, of course.
Yeah, we're so used to deferring to each other, I think. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, the Quality Block Party was just a twinkle in all of our eyes, I think, one really stormy night some months ago. And I think we realized that we were all thinking the same thing about starting a little festival in St. John and how the St. John was going to be flooded with people during the week of the ECMAs, and what a great time to showcase some music that the ECMAs wouldn't necessarily be able to provide. And the Quality Block Party was born.
And what is your role? Your role's involved in the festival. Who else is involved as well?
Basically, the core group, there was four of us, and Cole Savoie, Corey Bonnevie, and Abigail and myself. And I think it was Corey and Abby and I in the kitchen.
I came over to drink your whiskey.
Yes, came over to drink our whiskey. And then I had an idea about doing something like this, partially because I knew the ECMAs were coming here fairly long in advance of it being announced, and had it in my mind that there would probably be an opportunity for some bands that traditionally aren't sort of represented through the ECMAs. And the first idea was Taco Pica, three nights, maybe four bands a night, so 12 bands tops, no more than 12 bands. And now we're at 59, 60.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard organizers say that on at least three or four different occasions. They're like, this is it. And then there's one more event.
Yeah. And then
one more event.
And it's basically all your fault, Peter.
Does Peter have a problem saying no to people?
Well, you said before that you have a festival problem.
Yes, I definitely have a festival problem. There's no doubt about that. This is my third sort of festival that I'm sort of involved in from inception to start. So I was involved with Halifax Pop Explosion 25 years ago. God. And Pop Montreal. And that was like 15 years ago. So I had thought I was well and truly through that part of my life. And then, a series of happenstances and circumstance and people involved. And I really felt personally really compelled to do something here.
I think a big part of it as well is that the Shifty Bits Circus has had ended this year, and
yes.
So we took a lot of inspiration from that and realized that we could do something like that in St. John.
Yeah, for sure. And it just takes all the energy of the folks to do it, because the bands are certainly willing to play.
Absolutely, yeah. That's I was actually telling my brother. I mean, all of the bands are playing. Everybody's playing for the door. It's just spec, right? There's no guarantees. Like, we have no guarantees about this. But that's also a little liberating in that, we have some costs to put on the event, but it's not overwhelming. So it's interesting doing this. I'm at least not freaked out about that. I'm at least not thinking that, oh my God, we're going to have to go to the cash machine to pay for this fun. And so everybody's really invested in this of themselves. And that includes Abby, Cole, and Corey and I were sort of the core group that started this. But, beyond that, I was trying to think of a list in my head. And, there's 20 people who have just given of their expertise and their time and their enthusiasm about this event and it's more than the event, it's about the enthusiasm about St. John and the community that's here. So it's pretty inspiring personally.
Yeah, it's certainly grew to be this really great, exciting event. I should be really specific here. It is happening from April 26th to the 30th, which is the same as the East Coast Music Awards.
Yes.
And many other events happening in St. John as well. I know that that you don't like the word no-case, so I've been calling them unofficial showcases, which is actually a specific term that other people have used. Again,
supercase.
Yeah, supercase. Oh, I like that.
There we go. I like that.
There, we'll call them those. But this is a totally different event. Folks want to go to these shows. Aside from getting into the door, are there passes available?
Yeah, at Backstreet Records, we have some. We had a very limited amount of sort of all day, like 5 day passes, and those are gone. But there are tickets for individual shows, and there's also a day pass for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if there's one day that you're particularly interested in going to the three or four shows that are going on, and Backstreet Records in St. John.
That's great. So we heard from John McKeel to start off our hour today. He's playing at the Five and Dime on Thursday with Graham Kennedy and Sebastian Fleet. A really great new record that he just put out that folks are definitely very excited about. Big, cool 2017 release. But throughout the rest of the week, as you mentioned, there's almost 60 different artists playing. That includes, we'll kind of go through the days here as we go through our hour.
Oh, nice.
But it starts off on Wednesday, the 26th. With Sadie Donahue, Jane Blanchard, and Julie Durant playing at the Five and Dime, and Tooth and the Fang, Year and the Other, and Oldie Jr. playing at Taco Pica, some really cool shows. Can folks still get in on those specific shows?
There will be a few tickets at the door for the Julie at the Five and Dime. That's kind of the that venue, and the way we're running it is kind of has driven a lot of the sort of the way the tickets are set up, because the capacity is not very big. And that show is all of the shows at Five and Dime are what we're calling more than unplugged, in that there isn't actually going to be a PA there. It's going to be the performer and their guitar and their voice. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I think part of it is it's a bit of a challenge for the artists, and we're also challenging the audiences to, you know, it's like you have to listen. Like this is not, you know, there's lots of opportunities to socialize while the artist is playing. Maybe that's not the time. And so we're trying to, and I've been to a couple of those shows where it's really, you know, a bit more like a house concert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It reminds me of the Meadery in Sackville.
Yeah.
It's a really contemplative space. People are really respectful. And I think that all the shows at Five and Dime are going to be so intimate that people will, I think, probably fall even more in love with Julie than everyone already is.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen her do stuff like this, and it's really, she and all of the people who are playing at the Five and Dime throughout the week are you know, it's kind of our showcase spot, and we're putting some of the best musicians. I will say we're putting pretty much four of the best New Brunswick musicians. Are they all from New Brunswick? We're putting four of the best New Brunswick musicians in a really unique and interesting spot. And that's a bit of a challenge. I mean, I think part of what motivated us to do this is that this is kind of a funny, it's a recognition of what the ECMAs isn't. It's not a grassroots organization. It's an industry organization. We're a grassroots organization, and there is no industry without the grassroots. It doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to do this, and so these shows at Five and Dime, I mean, we are going to be trying to get industry people to come out and see this as well, because these are going to be amazing shows. So the short answer is there are very few tickets left to that show. There will be some at the door, like 10 perhaps, but we're capping it at a reasonable amount of people, just because we can't put 150 people in there and expect Julie to be able to breathe and talk over that, and Graham and Sadie and Jane. And then there's a kind of a cool show at Taco Pica, which is kind of the, like I was saying, the germination of the whole thing started at Taco Pica. And we were talking about Santos on the way up here, as how important he has been to this community, and to be able to do these shows with him. He's so excited. So what's the show at
Taco Pica?
At Taco Pica.
Are we going to out Oldie Jr.?
I think we'll out Oldie Jr.
Okay. Oldie Jr. is Julie Doiron.
No way.
The secret's out. You didn't even know.
Oh, man. I was wondering who that
better
was.
Get to that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's going to be backed up by Little You, Little Me's Corey Bonnevie and Gavin Downs,
yeah.
Which will be really exciting. And who's opening for them?
Tooth and the Fang, and then ER and the other.
That's right.
So it's going to be, and it's actually kind of played out really nicely. So though there will be tickets at the door for that show, and it's $6, so it's certainly reasonable. So if you have been going, man, I really want to see Julie, I can't get a babysitter, or that the show's sold out, she's going to be at Taco Pica Wednesday night, going to be around midnight, and I bet it's going to rage. I think it's going to be a really great first night. And I know that Gavin and Corey are both terrified and excited about backing her up. And I,
when we were driving to Flourish, they were listening to like as much Julie as possible.
Yeah, those are two like super different shows. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's also off. So the venues are so fun, because we get to tailor these lineups so specific to the venue. Like the Yuck Yuck shows are going to be a totally different animal than like the White Room shows.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so to go ahead and tell me about some of the other venues as well. We talked mostly about Taco Pica and Five Nine, but there are other venues as well.
Yeah, the Yuck Yucks has been really good to us, and that is the venue that we have the most capacity, so we're going to have some pretty raucous shows in there. And the White Room is a space donated by Historica, who are one of our sponsors. It's on 36 Water Street, and that is going to get a little weird, because we have musicians like 1995 Zellers and Jaguar Knight. Gianna Lauren with Pony Girl is playing in the White Room.
Yeah. And we actually poached for the show on Thursday. It was kind of a neat, you know, the building of a show. originally we had an alternate venue, and that proved to be unavailable. And so 3 weeks ago, we're like, okay. And so then reached out to Historica again. And it was like, hi, Keith, you know that room you gave us for Friday and Saturday? Can we have it Thursday? So so the show started happening, and we had a couple of great local people, and we had a couple of performers from Newfoundland in the electronica music. Could be Frankie and Rosalind McPhail. And they're both ECMA nominated, and they couldn't get shows at the ECMAs. And they're coming all the way over here to participate in the ECMAs without shows. And so there was certainly a little bit of me was like, well, that's ridiculous. And so so this show started building. And so we have Ninka, who plays in Lad and Lassies and Bad People. And then so Rosalind McPhail from Newfoundland, and it could be Frankie. And
as well
Rote.
As Rote
and,
from St. John.
From St. John. So we had this show is coming together. And we all have, I think we can all collectively say that we all have a crush on Gianna Loran. and she had been trying to play, and we couldn't make it work. And then her show got canceled in Quebec City. And this show all of a sudden, what started out as a bit of a, oh, okay, well, I don't know what we're going to do. All of a sudden, the show just like, it's like, oh,
man. It just
man.
Kind of unfolded.
It's like, this is a great show. So that's at the White Room on Thursday.
Yeah, I got to say, of, about a dozen or so different shows, there's a show, every one of those shows would be the show of the week if they happen, or even like
oh,
the
if
show.
If it was
that,
like a normal,
if it
yeah.
was just like this show just happened as yeah. a standalone show. There's some really exciting shows, certainly in addition to all the locals that you already know and love and artists from all across the Maritimes that have played. There's certainly some artists here that have big new records out. So that includes Jana and John and folks like that.
Yeah.
And people that have wanted to play St. John and just haven't found the right fit for a long time. So
yeah, I'm really excited about the show on Friday. I just had to remind myself here by looking at the schedule. The Yuck Yuck show with Squirts and the Galpines and the Hypochondriacs is going to be ludicrous.
It's gonna. Yeah. Have you heard the Galpines?
It's gonna be gross.
are you gonna play any in the air?
I don't think that we can this time of day.
Well, why don't we jump on some music though for okay. sure here, and we'll come back. Still got lots of time to give you all the details here, but you should definitely get online if you want to find out any details about any of these shows. There's a great page on Music New Brunswick's website, musicnb.org. Yep. There's also tons of details down on our friends there at Grid City Magazine, and there's lots of details on Facebook as well. And we'll continue to give you all of the rundown here about some of the different shows happening. We've been telling you about Wednesday, and on Wednesday, we're going to hear from Julie Duran, digging back into the later part of 1990s with the track from Julie Duran and the Wooden Stars called The Longest Winter. And then ER and the Other, who is also playing on Wednesday night from their most recent release. We're going to hear Drink Something. Again, you're tuned in to the mixtape. We're talking about the Quality Block Party here. It is the 25th of April, 2017, and it all kicks off tomorrow. It's getting real.
Oh, that's so real.
Give me a drink.
Joined today by Peter and Abigail, and we'll be back after some great music from some fine folks playing here in St. John this week. Here is Julie Duran with The Longest Winter.
It's been a long, long winter. Don't remember them this cold. Not even the prank calls are helping pass the time. Thank you.
street lights go out. Path for the smoke to rise.
That was ER and The Other with a track called Drink Something. You're tuned into The Mixtape. It is the 25th of April, 2017, and some pretty exciting things are happening in St. John all week long. Kicking off tomorrow, again, if you're listening to this live, that will be happening from the 26th of April to the 30th of April. In that set, we also heard from Julie Duaron with a track called The Longest Winter. Again, you're listening to The Mixtape, usually coming at you live from 9 to 10 a.m. on Tuesday mornings on Local 107.3 in St. John, but we are going doubly long all the way to 11 o'clock today. We're actually displacing Canada Land, but don't worry, it also airs on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Sorry, Jesse Brown.
It's a good show, so you should definitely go and check it out. That is Abigail Smith chiming in there, and we're also joined by Peter Rowan, two of the organizers of the Quality Block Party, and we're already halfway through, so we should definitely get into some of the details here on some of the other shows. Tell me what's happening on Thursday, April 27th.
Well, we've got the earliest show of that day is at the Five and Dime, another more than unplugged show that we're really excited about, with Graham Kennedy, Sebastian Fleet, and John McKeel.
And Graham Kennedy, just as a shout out to some of the other stuff that he does, Graham is the person who's responsible for that amazing design that we have. And Graham's based in Fredericton, and he works out of the Shiftworks with Steph and Penny and all those great guys in the Flourish Fest and Penny's involvement in Shifty Bits Cult. Yeah, that graphic design,
it was so perfect.
I noticed that Graham was posting design stuff, and I was like, hey, do you mind taking a shot at doing, you know, can you do up something for us? And he said this, and it's like, oh.
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're done.
Yeah, more or less.
There was no dialogue, yeah. So that show's good. I'm really excited to see John McKeel in the Five and Dime, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting place. He doesn't play solo very often. Like, he really actually kind of resists it. So it was kind of neat to be able to, you know, challenge, you know, to get him to do this. So it'll be, and he's a very funny guy. It'll be neat. He sent me a message last week and was like, so I understand it's more an unplugged. Does that mean I can have an amp, though, right? It's like, yes, you can have an electric guitar. You're not going to be up there with an acoustic guitar and just your voice. So he was relieved.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. And hot on the heels of that at Taco Pica is a completely different show, which is Young Satan in Love, Chips, and Ray Guns. And that's going to be ridiculous.
I think that's the word for it. I'm concerned
and excited to see what the Ray Guns are going to do, because they usually come up with something horrible.
They're unpredictable.
And the Yuck Yuck show that night is The Waking Night, Weird Lions, and Little You, Little Me.
That's going to be interesting. This is going to be the first rock show at Yuck Yucks. Steven at Yuck Yucks is very interested in doing more programming there than the comedy. It's an amazing space.
It's huge.
It's huge setup, really beautifully. I think it's going to sound amazing. I think it's going to look amazing.
Yeah, I was really pleasantly surprised to see them trying to put on some music shows there, because I think that it will work really well, and it'd be great to have another potential venue in St. John.
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. You know, and he does comedy shows on the weekend, and the comedy shows are over at like 10:30. So there's an opportunity there to use it on off nights. Which are often for a location like St. John, we're more likely to get offered cool shows on off nights than we are on Fridays and Saturdays. It's just the nature of the business. It will be interesting to see. I mean, the one of the issues, and it's going to be, you know, and an issue in downtown and in and uptown, is that Yuk Yuks is in the Bustins building, which is a multi-purpose space. So there are offices, and there's also some people living there. So
it's going to be a little noisy.
Yeah. And so we decided that we just started off with little you, little me, and then
louder to quieter, the opposite of normal.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, okay, just so you know, this is as loud as it can possibly get. So, I'm nervously coiling my headphone cable, and I just realized I'm coiling Abigail's. She's getting pulled over here. And then we're going to do the White Room, our kickoff at the White Room.
Yeah, there's a first show at the White Room on the Thursday night with Ninka Rote, Rosalind McPhail, and it could be Frankie. That's at 8. I'm really excited.
And Gianna.
Is Gianna on Thursday?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Yes, of course. Gianna, backed up by Pony Girl.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah, the White Room is it's always nice to use like alternative spaces, and Historic has been very good to us by like being a really supportive sponsors, and we're gonna rock out on Water Street.
Yeah, it was nice. Sad Dog they released their last issue down there, and went down there, and I was like, oh my god, this is perfect. Someone asked me, it was like, can you describe the White Room to me? It's like, yeah, it's on Water Street. The address is 36 Water Street, and it's a White Room.
That's big.
And that's basically it. And so it's going to be neat to, and it's nice. It'll be, as Abby was saying, what we want to do, and we want to try to do more and more, is to try to reflect some of the other spaces, take the music out of the bars. And, you know, rock and roll, it's bars, it's great, but it's also important to put this music and this art in some alternative spaces. So for us, the White Room's kind of cool. We're right down on Water Street, and we'll be able to Shanghai some ECMA people to come in and see some cool stuff.
Right on. Well, why don't we just, before we take a music break, talk about Friday as well. Okay. I don't want to miss any of the details here. So we'll move on to Friday, April the 28th.
On Friday, God, I can't believe how soon that is.
It's coming.
It's in a couple days at the Five and Dime. The first show of that day is Brent Mason and Bad People. And that's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be really neat.
It's going to be neat, because considering the Bad People is a band of eight?
Seven or eight. So it sort of depends on the... And it's sort of like the nature of of those kinds of shows is that it's, you know, we have to be respectful of the audience and the artist. So the idea with that, when we started talking about it, is that it would be more of an old-schooly, kind of old-time Opry, in that, you know, that probably they'll just bounce off short 20-minute sets. So Brent will play a little bit, and then Bad People will play a little bit. And it's going to be neat, because like there's eight people, and they're just going to basically be all over the Five and Dime.
Yeah, they're going to be spread out throughout the audience.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
After that, it's the Taco Pika show with Beard Springsteen, Right Shitty, and Nerve Buttons. I'm really stoked for that show.
Again, ridiculous.
It's going to be silly and loud.
Taco Pika is going to get crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be so
They
nuts.
Have the scariest shows.
Yeah. That's very true. And then that night at Yuk Yuks is the show I mentioned earlier with the Squirts, the Galpines, and the Hypochondriacs, which will also be so, so stupid.
Yeah, it really will be. It will be messy. That's just like just total, like I'm hoping for kind of like a saloon type messy without the broken bar,
in Blues Brothers, where they're playing behind the cage.
Yeah, but without the broken mirror above the bar.
And then after the late night show that night is going to be really funky and weird with Math Class, Dylan Ryan, Tampa, 1995 Zellers, and Jaguar Knight at the White Room.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of when we did the programming, you're trying to put things that don't, like, I don't want to have the same thing playing twice, right? So there's something kind of for everybody. And as the Friday started coming together, it's like, Friday's going to be a dance night. It's going to be down there. It's going to be shakier.
Which is something that St. John needs, because you never really, there's not enough dancing here.
Nobody dances. What the?
This is one of the pillars of our philosophies. It's like, yeah. Dance more.
Yeah, dance more. We got to dance more. It's like, it's I don't know. It's kind of an odd thing.
Yeah, for sure. So before you jump into some music here, I want to talk about keeping St. John ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Where does this come from?
This comes from something that Colin Bonner of Cellar Ghost spray painted on the wall of the former venue, the Shark Tank, when that was in full swing, which was a great venue. It couldn't last, unfortunately, because of its location. It was on the east side, so it was hard to get to, but there were some really great shows there, and that was kind of run by the Stegosaurus is Stu Buckley, Stuart Buckley. Should stop calling him Stu. He's a grown man now. and that was, it was, that place was really inspiring to me, because when I moved to St. John, I immediately picked up on how scrappy and determined the music scene was here. And that the Shark Tank was a great example of it. And there's something so empowering about Keep St. John Ugly. It's I don't know, it's like kind of realistic and affectionate.
Yeah, I think it's tongue in cheek for sure, but there's a message there, and this sort of goes back to the, you know, someone, you know, condos downtown and the, you know, the multi-use of a downtown, what makes uptown so special, and it's the spaces, it's the buildings, and it's the businesses that they're drawing there. So, you know, but you can gentrify it too much, and you can, you know, and this is happening in Toronto, you know, the every news story, because every news story is about Toronto, is, you know, the death of the music scene in Toronto. And in Montreal, you can see it on the Plateau, you know, where these, you know, that people are drawn to these spaces because they're so unique and so funky and so vibrant. And then you complain because it's noisy because you moved above a bar, and you're like, okay. So, you know, so I think that's part of, I think we want to, it's important that we recognize what is so amazing about this space. And this is St. John uptown. There's maybe 8 little places like that in the world. Like, really, like it's like you look at some of the, you know, there's not a lot of places like that. And we have a very special opportunity here to really brand this place and to make it be something world-class, absolutely world-class in the art, the music, the way that people live uptown. Anyway, so the St. John Ugly is definitely tongue in cheek, because I think it's really important that we keep the edge, because the edge is what is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and to me, it's a little bit about what's exciting about an event like this, and it is exciting that the ECMAs are coming here. It's bringing yes. tons of people, tons of bands that maybe wouldn't play here otherwise. Certainly, there's a big economic impact, but St. John exists before the ECMAs, and St. John exists after the ECMAs,
yeah.
and events like this, and bands that are playing events like this exist before the ECMAs, and they'll exist afterwards. So it's kind of like,
that's keep, a great way to put it.
Yeah,
keeps absolutely. The spirit of St. John alive, because you know, it's going to be really exciting for a week, but to me, it's exciting for the other 51 weeks of the year.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah.
So let's jump into some music here, and then we'll tell everybody about Saturday and Sunday and the craziness of Sunday that I will leave to you to explain shortly. Very, very excited to have the new Gianna Loren album into the station here, debuting today on our show. It is called Moving Parts. It comes with a...
Peter spooning.
as he hugs this nice little Ford Music Group heart card from Gianna, handwritten. Very exciting record that we've been waiting for a little while. Now she put out some songs a couple of years ago, and then we've kind of been waiting for this album to be finished, and she hasn't played St. John in a long time, so very, very excited to see her play here in St. John on Thursday, April 27th. This album comes out officially the day after that, I believe. So it's kind of like a release. She's on a little bit of a release tour, and we're going to hear a track from this one called Mistakes. We'll be back again. We're talking about the Quality Block Party. I'm joined by Abigail and Peter, two of the organizers of this exciting event happening in St. John from the 26th to the 30th of April, 2017. You're listening to The Mixtape. Here is Gianna Loren.
Certainly beyond.
St. John, New Brunswick. That was 1995 Zellers from his newest release, After Hours. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. Very excited to catch that show. I haven't seen him before. And he's playing with Math Class, Dylan Ryan, Tampa, and Jaguar Night in the White Room on Friday night, April 28th. A pretty crazy, wild dance party. Definitely get on some comfy shoes and cut a rug at that one. As the kids still say.
Cut a rug.
They definitely say cut a rug.
It's basically a sock hop.
Again, you're tuned into the mixtape on our doubly long episode here. You're listening to Hour 2 as we talk about the Quality Block Party. I'm joined today by Peter and Abigail, two of the organizers. And again, if you missed the first hour of the show, we talked to Chuck Teed about the ECMAs coming here this week. You can jump... Starting our fake beef. They're fighting. I tried to split them apart by doing two separate hours, but they did come across each other in the hallway.
It was a violent encounter.
Thankfully, Peter's wearing a red shirt today because the blood isn't showing. Just joking, of course. There's so much exciting stuff happening in St. John, including the ECMAs and the Quality Block Party. There's tons of shows happening down at the pub down under. There's some exciting shows happening at Typho, and you know, I think
I'm excited about that show at Typho. That's really great.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that sometimes people are always concerned about too many things happening, but St. John can always support it. There's tons of exciting events happening. None of this is competition. They support each other in whatever ways possible. So any beefs are totally unfounded. And we also heard from Gianna Lauren in there from her brand new unreleased record coming out in mere days. It's called Moving Parts. And you heard a track called Mistakes. Again, if you missed that first hour, you can check it out on the podcast version of this show. This is a show airing live on the 25th of April, 2017. Again, it is the mixtape. And we've been telling you this hour about some of the exciting things happening during the Quality Block Party. And before you know it, it will be Saturday, April 29th, and it all kicks off with a roundtable discussion in the morning.
I'm really excited that's where the sigh's coming from. I'm really excited about this roundtable. I thought it was a great idea. The concept is to have a sort of open panel discussion on independent festivals in New Brunswick and the Maritimes. And so we're getting some representatives from some festivals like Paddle Fest or the Backyard Ball, which is an all-female motorcycle campout festival, to just get some different perspectives and share information, because I know that there's got to be a crossover between a punk festival and a women's only motorcycle festival. Like, there's resources to share.
And I think this comes back to something I said earlier, is that all of these festivals that were, you know, all the people that are involved, whether it's, you know, these are all grassroots events, right? That's what, I mean, and they really are incredibly important to the health of a scene and a community and our art scene in New Brunswick. So I'm just a little mortified because it's like I'm supposed to be moderating this, and it's
I will be there in case you fall asleep.
I don't think we'll fall asleep. But it's at 11 in the morning. So
it's at Picaroons.
They're
one of our sponsors. They've been really good to us, and it has a large round table in it, so it's a perfect.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out where to put it. It's like, well, we could put it in the room with the big round table. And definitely a shout out to Picaroons. You know, there it was, as we were trying to figure out how to do this round table, we realized that Picaroons actually sponsor pretty much every one of the festivals, right? So they've obviously figured something out, and so they're talking to every one of these festivals. So perhaps these festivals, we can put some names to faces, and because I, you know, you sort of know of these events, but I don't know the people that are doing them particularly. So
yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I'm excited for that exchange, and I think that we'll come to some interesting conclusions. Basically, I wanted to do this roundtable so I can learn more about how to run a festival.
And that's the best part about festivals, is that you get to put what you want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is an important part of what we're doing and what we hope to accomplish down the road, is that there's an educational element to this that's very important. We need to be able to take these events and to educate ourselves, educate audiences, you know, like it's an important part of the job of a music festival.
There's also a lot of other things going on Saturday that we can get into. There's a zine and print expo that's happening at Port City Royal, which is going to be really exciting. That's also it's a zine and craft fair, and that's going to be really great. As well as should we get another Quality Hop?
Do it.
The Quality Hop is a series of in-store shows happening from 12 to around 5, I guess, 5 or 6.
Yes.
And so we are at Heartbreak Boutique.
With Josh Bravner from the Hypochondriacs.
And we are at... No, wait, no. He is in the Brick City Barbers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
He needs a haircut, so he's playing Brick City Barbers. Yeah. And there's going to be a show at Heartbreak Boutique and at... Is there one at Taco Pica as well?
No.
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 There is a show after the Quality Hop at Elwood.
And there's a show to Exchange. So we're doing Elwood's Exchange, Heartbreak Boutique, and Brick City. And so we're just going to basically hop up Jermaine Street. Basically the
Backstreet Records.
Yeah, and eventually we'll end up at Backstreet. We will be towing Mike Rogers'
PA.
It's like the play a set, grab the grab the PA and take it up the street, and then we're going to end up at Backstreet for a Saturday afternoon. And these are all free. That's part of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, those shows are free in all ages, which is important to us to include. We'll get into the Sunday all ages aspect in a little minute, but
Third Space is also going to be presenting. They've again, the White Room, our multi-purpose room. They're going to be presenting an artist and members. They curated a members video, some little film stuff. We have no idea what they're doing.
Submissions are still open.
Well.
Yeah. I want to very quickly mention some of the shows happening tonight, or sorry, on Saturday night, before we get into the craziness of Sunday, because believe it or not, we're unfortunately going to be running out of time soon. So I just want to mention quickly, and again, you can find the full schedule on multiple places online, so definitely go and check it out. But there are shows involving Keith Allitt, Some Dads, Penny Blacks, Cellar Ghosts, Paranerd, Flower, Use, Sister Skull, Chic, Janowski, Motherhood, Kylie Fox, David Elliott, and Owen Seal. That's all different shows happening on Saturday night, believe it or not. And then, in case people haven't found themselves run ragged throughout the week, the craziest show happening in St. John, probably this year, maybe maybe ever, is happening on Sunday all day.
Yeah, we got we decided that we weren't going crazy enough. So by Sunday, when we're all completely hungover and tired, we are having a all ages, all day show from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. At Taco Pica. Shall I rattle off the bands?
Yeah, I think it starts at 2. I think it goes 2 to
10. Oh, it starts at 2?
Yeah.
Sure.
2 to 10.
2 to 10. Oh, my gosh. We will see
you
there.
At least you get to sleep in kind of late.
Yeah, a little bit. So there's going to be Butcher, Last Museum, Sour Smoke, Slow Fight, The Disaster Baiters, Provincial Camps, Cassette Tapes, Thirsty Camel, Streetlight, Parking Lot, Trophy Kill, Jerry Faye Flat, The Kill Devils, Super Love, and Little You, Little Me.
Man,
that's so cool.
It is going to be so much fun, and it's all ages, and it's pay what you can.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to have that element of the festival because we are totally aware of how hard it is for young people to go to shows here. I was talking to a volunteer of the station, Chloe O'Brien, about it, and she said something that really was impactful to me, which is, like, we just want to see music, but people think we were trying to break the law, but all we want to do is just hear the bands.
Yeah, of course. Oh, no, that's great. So that'll be a really crazy party to close out the week. Again, all this details and multiple locations online, Facebook, Music NB, Grid City Magazine, go and check it all out. Get your passes, get your tickets, get out there and check out and support local music in St. John. A couple other things I want to talk about quickly before we run out of time. Volunteers. It is National Volunteer Week, which is fantastic timing.
Yes.
and I know you need some volunteers. So tell us about all the different roles that volunteers are involved in and maybe some of the things you might still need volunteers for.
Well, we definitely can use some volunteers for all the locations for like ticket takers. If you are feeling a little strong, maybe we need some security.
Yeah, some table moving too.
We need to, basically, if you can pick up a table, please volunteer. Yeah. I think that the main thing will be kind of shifting from one show to another, and we definitely need a couple of runners or gophers. So if you're around and energetic, then please get in touch with us at qualityblockparty@gmail.com for volunteer opportunities. Perfect. It's going to be a fun party for volunteers and for audience members.
Yeah, for sure. We essentially don't have time to talk about this, so hopefully you guys will come back sometime soon. But I do want to talk about some of the things that you guys have planned for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard inklings of things happening in August, and who knows what will happen after that.
August 10th to 12th.
Right on. So certainly we'll have you guys back to tell us about all that kind of stuff when it starts to come together. But I'd also love to talk to you guys about sometime in the future, just kind of the state of what's happening in St. John, especially as you kind of mentioned it in passing as off the air, off the mic as we were talking, but you're a come from away, if you will, and so is Abigail as well. So I'd love to talk at some time in the future about what brought you to St. John, what's keeping you here, and what's
music.
What's making you put on events like this in St. John, because that's really great that people are coming from away to St. John and bring some of their interests and helping grow the culture here.
And if we haven't said it enough, I mean, thank you so much to the radio station.
The radio station's been an amazing sponsor.
Without campus community radio, the Canadian music scene would be a wasteland, and it has been really critical for 20 years, and it's we're very appreciative of your support.
Yeah, happy to be involved. Why don't you throw out some of your sponsors there as well, in addition to all the venues, if you want to rattle any folks off. Definitely some great support from folks.
Historica, we're really, really helpful.
Third Space has been amazing.
Yeah, Hemming's House has been fabulous in terms of like giving us some
video gear and also some video people
and some people. Yeah.
Third Space is, yeah, I've already mentioned Third Space. Picaroons is a great sponsor, and we will be serving some Picaroons beer, some quality Picaroons.
Sure. Yeah.
And we've had some amazing sponsors, so it's been really great. And so thank you to all the venues as well, because they've been endlessly patient.
Yeah, it's there is too many people to thank.
Yeah, of course. And again, find all those details online. Get out in St. John this week. There's nothing exciting happening in your basement. It's all out around town. And we're going to close out today with some Chic. Again, they're playing the Quality Block Party on Saturday night. with the other awesome bands, including Motherhood. So that's going to be a great show. They have a new release called Go Away From Yourself, which came out not all that long ago. And we're going to hear a track called Cry from them. Again, Quality Block Party happening in St. John from the 26th to the 30th. Well, there was one other thing I wanted to mention that I had heard about that we essentially don't have time to talk about, but Julie's also doing a yoga class.
Of course. Yeah, she's doing a yoga class on Saturday.
No, Thursday.
On Thursday, that's yes, right.
Thursday. So you can register, go to Yoga Co-op, one of our Yoga Co-op. There's a sign-up form, and Thursday from 3:30 till 4:45. Was that the time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, you've been listening to The Mixtape coming from Local 107.3 FM on the beautiful UMB St. John campus and the TJ Condon Student Center, airing live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. But we went doubly long today to tell you about the ECMAs and the Quality Block Party. We're going to close it out again with Chic. You can listen to this show on different campus community radio stations all across Canada, thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Association. Many thanks to our dozen or so partners, as well as radioforall.net, where you can download this show for free as a podcast. So if you miss anything, go back and check it out. Also, hop on our Facebook group where we'll give updates and download links. Here is Chic. Again, they are playing the Quality Block Party. This is a track called Cry.